It's Theater Thursday with Harry Duke. Joining us, director of a play called The Thanksgiving Play with Left Edge Theater, Jeannie Smith. Performers Grace Kent and Denise Aaliyah Yen, one of my favorite folks. Harry?
Yes, indeed.
The Thanksgiving Play. I can't wait to hear about
this.
The
Thanksgiving Play. Let's start with Jeannie. Welcome to the program, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi, Harry. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
You are directing the Thanksgiving Play, and let's give our audience some sense of who you are. You're a first-time guest here on The Drive, and this is your first directing project in Sonoma County.
My first directing project in the North Bay. I did a lot of directing in the South Bay over the last couple of decades, let's say, and have been focusing on being a theater critic since I moved up here in 2017.
Yes, you might recognize her name as the theater critic for the Sonoma County Gazette.
Yes, okay.
That's right. Thank you. And when I saw that Left Edge Theater was considering putting Larissa Fast Horse's play into their season, I contacted the artistic director, Argo Thompson, and, you know, gave him my resume and said, I would love to direct this. I was familiar with her work, and I knew this to be a funny and timely piece and was excited to have the chance to do it.
All right, we're going to learn more about what this play is all about.
The title doesn't explain enough of it for you, Steve?
No, it doesn't.
It's a pretty generic title.
I asked Harry if it was people sitting around the Thanksgiving table yelling at each other and fighting over politics, but tell us about the play.
It is not your usual Thanksgiving play, comic or otherwise. It is about four people, a drama teacher, a couple of actors, a historian wannabe actor, who are determined to create a PC play for an all-school assembly for the Thanksgiving holiday. But they're determined to refashion the traditional story so that it honors Native American Heritage Month and lifts up the Native American voice somehow. So the problem is they are kind of terminally politically correct.
Now, the playwright, Larissa Fasthorse, is a Native American playwright, correct?
Correct.
And as I understand it, she wrote this play after getting some criticism for writing plays which most theater companies could never cast. They couldn't find Native American actors. So she says, okay, I'm going to write a play with a lot of Native American themes in it, but for a non-Native American cast, correct?
Exactly. She was so frustrated that she kept hearing from artistic directors, we love your plays, but we can't produce them because we don't know any Native American actors. And she just thought that was ridiculous. So this is kind of her vengeance piece, but it's so sharp and funny and biting satire, the kind of show where you laugh and groan at the same time. But her sense of humor delivers the message beautifully.
Okay, and we'll talk about how this is being performed during the pandemic.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Left Edge has committed to a season of streaming performances.
Right.
Zoom theater, if you will. And so it's a four-person play. You've got a cast including David Yen, Denise Aaliyah Yen, Grace Kent, and Mike Schaefer. But again, they're all performing this from different locations, correct?
Well, David and Denise are married, so they can probably do it from their house. Yeah.
So we actually put David and Denise on the stage at Left Edge and built a set for them. And they're on camera, but they can interact in ways that they can't with the other cast members. So Mike Schaefer and Grace Kent are both in remote locations, and how we get it to look like they're all in the same place is kind of magical.
All right. Well, two of my favorite people on the planet are David Yen and Denise Aaliyah Yen, and let's say hi to Denise. Hello, my dear.
Hi, how are you?
I don't know anymore.
I don't know either. It kind of goes up, kind of goes down. Who knows?
I'm glad to see there's a character that is played by your husband, David Yen, named Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. It's J-A-X-T-O-N.
Yeah, it's close enough, though. I'll take it.
It's a typo, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're playing the character Logan. What is Logan up to here?
Well, Logan is a drama teacher, something very close to my heart.
No kidding, yeah.
That's what I do during the day. I teach at a high school, and so I am also a local actor and director, doing stuff on stage, commercials, mm-hmm. whatever, whenever I can in between. So it's a nice thing for me personally because my students get to see me doing stuff and sort of relate that back into the classroom, and it just makes their perspective all the more intricate and detailed as a result. So the character, though, of Logan is she's troubled. She's gotten in trouble for doing a lot of edgy productions, and she's now accumulated a petition against her, a 300-signature petition by parents to get her fired. And so she is trying desperately this one last time to get it right and do a Thanksgiving play that will please everybody. So here we are.
Okay.
Situation.
Now, you and your husband, the great David Yen, you guys don't work together like this that often, do you?
You know, we've been really fortunate through the years to work together on several projects. I've lost count now, but we were in My Fair Lady together.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
At my house, opposite each other, Henry Higgins and Eliza Doolittle. We were most recently on stage with each other on in the musical Urinetown. He was Officer Lockstock and I was Little Sally. So we've had our experiences together, and we love it. It's great. We rehearse together. We drive home. We talk about how it went. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, you have the advantage in this production. You're working together on the stage, broadcasting from the stage. But this is a very different process for you, I'm sure, having to relate to people via camera. How are you adapting to that?
It has been one of the most difficult projects ever because we have one foot in the theater world on stage, and the other foot in film, and adapting to hitting our mark and looking it in the proper direction and all of those things that would come into play with the precision that film requires. So it's constantly buoying back and forth between those two fields. And one would think it's quite related, and at times it is, but at other times it's just maddening. You're logistically going nuts. So it's been quite a feat, I must say, to get this thing done.
All right. Also joining us is Grace Kent, who plays...
Nope. Sorry about that. Grace was unable to join us today.
Oh, okay.
She's furiously rehearsing for tomorrow night's opening.
Well, it's on my show sheet. If it's on my show sheet, I say it.
Jeannie, how about you? You've directed for stage for, as you said, several decades. But this is the first time you've attempted a Zoom production, if you will. How's it been doing that?
And it's exactly as Denise said. You feel like you've got one foot in theater and one foot in technology. And it has been very challenging, very daunting. But I have to say the team at Left Edge is amazing. Argo and all of the design team have just been fabulous and helped me to navigate this whole thing and learn so much about how to achieve what we wanted to do in spite of the limitations of the Zoom platform.
Right.
All right, you guys open tomorrow night, November 6th. Again, you're streaming, you're doing the performances live for two weekends, and then you have a streaming option after that. If there's somebody out there who's not won tickets on Theater Thursday in the last, month, 2 months, 6 months, decade, whatever, and you'd like to check this out, we can get you a pass to the streaming program. First caller at 707-636-1350. Give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, and somebody from Left Edge will be in touch with you about giving you the information to check out the streaming production of the Thanksgiving play.
Okay, starting tomorrow night, again, it's the great Left Edge Theater, the Thanksgiving play. Denise, always a pleasure. Give my love to David and everyone else. Jeannie Smith, thanks for joining us. And
Thank you for having us.
We will all talk soon.
I just want to throw out there, folks, if you're looking for information on the Native American community in Sonoma County, Left Edge Theater has added a bunch of links on their webpage to give you a lot of background information. And so all that information, plus how you can get tickets, leftedgetheater.com.
Okay. Thank you, kids. Have a great run. Some guy named Trump is going to make some remarks about the election. We'll run some of it when we come back.